И на нашата линия сега е не кой да е, а събият Бьорн Стрид от Soilwork. Hey, Bjorn, hello, how are you?
I'm good, how about you?
Fantastic, can't wait for you to play in Sofia. Plus, yeah. You're going to have a brand new album, but please tell us why it took you more than 4 years to come back with a new studio release.
I think the main reason was that we did a lot of touring for the Riot Majestic. We did 3 North American tours, we did 2 European tours, we did South America, Australia, Japan festivals, but no show in Sofia, which is really weird. I don't think we ever played the tour in Sofia.
So, no.
That's going to be fun. Back to the album. Yeah, I mean, I think that's the main reason, really, you know, because we've never really been a band that writes music on tour. We prefer to sort of do it at home once we've landed a little bit after all the touring. So I think that's why, really. And I'm really proud of the new album. I think it came together really smoothly, and people really seem to like it so far.
Ага, попитах го, добре де, защо 4 години чакахте да направите този нов албум след The Riot Majestic? Той каза, ние просто правихме адски много турнета. 3 турнета в Америка, 3 турнета в Европа, в Австралия, а ние не сме група, която композира докато е на турне, но всъщност така и не сме свирили в София и затова наистина се радваме за това, че предстои този концерт на 23 януари. Също така, албумът се получи според мен много добре. While searching in my files through the years, I saw an interview that we did here on the radio back on October 1st, 2007. It was you were about to release the song To a Great Divide, and what we were talking about, I mean, the first line there is, nowadays American metal bands sound more like what Swedish bands used to sound. So, 11 years later, is this the same or it's the other way around?
That's a good question, actually. Yeah, I mean, there was a time, you know, the mid-2000s, a lot of the American bands sounded like Swedish bands and vice versa. I think there was also, you know, the American sound had a little bit of an impact on soul sound in the mid-2000s. And I think we sort of found our way back to the Scandinavian sound, especially, you know, starting with the Living Infinite, the double album, and then also the Riot Majestic and also the new album. I think we sort of revisited our roots, really, you know, but still found a new expression in our sound. So I think in many ways it is, you know, a new era for us, you know, musically, and it really makes sense. And it feels really sincere, especially since it sort of connects to the beginning of our career, but it's still sounds so refreshing.
Казах му, че днес, докато си ровех в файловете, видях, че едно наше интервю от 2007, точно преди Soilwork да издадат Song to a Great Divide. Всъщност въпросът дойде от едни негови думи тогава, а той каза, съвременните американски метал групи звучат така, както звучаха шведските банди на времето. Попитах го сега така ли е или е точно обратното. Той каза, всъщност този въпрос е много добър. Факт е, че тогава много американски групи звучаха така, както звучаха старите шведски банди. Ние също доста се променихме в един миг, но ми се струва, че още с двойния албум The Living Infinite през 2013 и този предишния, последния от 2015, The Riot Majestic, ние успяхме да намерим нещо като ново начало и ми се струва, че това е най-важното за нас. You mentioned the Scandinavian sound, you're gonna tour together with the Finnish guys of Amorphis. They're not just your label mates, but I'm sure that you have met them on several occasions through the years, but what are you guys talking about with a bunch of Finnish people outside of ice hockey?
Well, maybe, I don't know, alcohol?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, that's true. Hockey is always the main topic, obviously. And I don't know. I mean, the Swedes and Finnish people have sort of the same drinking habits. Maybe the Finnish actually wins that competition, but I mean, I think there's a lot to talk about. I think we have a lot of common sort of musical influences as well, so I'm sure that there's going to be a very interesting playlist running on the bus as well. So we're very much looking forward. I've been a Morpheus fan ever since I was a teenager. You know, Tales of the Thousand Lakes that was really a soundtrack of my youth. So really looking forward.
Тъй като естествено те ще бъдат заедно ко-хедлайнери в това голямо турне, което ще дойде и тук в София по повод 13-ти рожден ден на нашето радио. Soilwork от Швеция заедно с Amorphis от Финландия. Всъщност за какво си говорят те с тези финландци, с които няма как, освен че издават музиката си от една и съща компания, Nuclear Blast, но няма как да не са се срещали през годините. За какво си говорят, освен за хокей на лед? Много смях от страна на Бьорн, който каза, естествено и за пиене. Шведи и финландци доста си приличаме, но всъщност може би финландците ни превъзхождат на това ниво, по-добри са в пиенето. Другото е, че имаме общи музикални корени, музика, която обичаме. И съм сигурен, че плейлистата в концертния бус, с който ще обикаляме, ще бъде доста интересна. Отделно от това, аз съм много голям фен на Amorphis още от ранните си години. И тяхната музика, албумът им Tales from Thousand Lakes от 1994 беше саундтракът на моята младост. Teenager, you said, what is interesting is that since you were born in 1978, now this album comes out and you actually got your first record with the Soilwork 20 years later, which means 20 years ago, right? And today you're 40. These some landmarks throughout your life that you can see the number 8 to be of some specific significance? And speaking of which, your 8th album turns to be Sworn to a Great Now. That was your 7th one. The Panic Broadcast was the 8th album. Basically, was it a plan just to make 8 and then call it a day, or?
I haven't even thought about that. None of these things. That's kind of funny, you know. That's interesting. I guess my 8 is my lucky number. I don't know. Maybe I should play on the lottery or something. It's interesting to, you know, I haven't even thought about the fact that, you know, I was 20 years old for the first album, and then, you know, that was, and 20 years later, here's Mugland, the new album. So it's that's really crazy. That can sort of give you a perspective of time, and you know, 20 years with Soilwork as well, you know, as a recording band, you know. So I don't know what to say. It's crazy. It's kind of hard to sum everything up, but I think this album really sums up the career of Soilwork musically in a very good way.
Mm-hmm. Казах му всъщност числото 8 очевидно има много съществена роля в твоя живот. Роден си през 78-ма, първият ви албум излиза през 98-ма, когато си на 20 години, сега новият излиза, е готов през 2018-та, но излиза през 2019-та, седмият ви албум беше The Panic Broadcast, мислил ли си, че той ще бъде последния и да се откажеш? Той каза не, но всъщност наистина като се замисля как са минали цели 20 години по дяволите, това наистина е ужасно много време и не мога да повярвам, че сме стигнали до тази дълга кариера. You actually have already 12 songs in this album, not 8. I know it's not easy to say which one is your favorite, because all musicians say all the songs are like my kids, and you can never say which of these is your favorite. But still, let's put it the other way. What of these songs, not talking about the instrumental introduction, of course, is going to be the biggest challenge for you to perform in life?
Ooh,
live, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, let's see here. Maybe the song, the opening track, Arrival, there's some pretty tough singing on that one. Mm-hmm. I mean, overall, I think the album will be a challenge, but I feel my voice is way stronger nowadays, I think, and I should be able to handle it as long as I don't get sick. But there's some crazy singing, so many different types of singing as well on the album, so that's going to be a challenge in itself.
Попитах го, добре, в новия албум има 12 композиции, 11 плюс една интродукция инструментална. Няма да те питам кое е най-любимото ти парче, защото музикантите обикновено се измъкват с думите, те всичките са като мои деца, човек не може да избере кое дете обича повече. По-скоро въпросът е, кое представлява най-голямо предизвикателство за теб при изпълнение на живо? Той каза, също интересен въпрос, може би Arrival, което практически е парчето, което идва след интродукцията, защото там има едни интересни предизвикателства в вокалните партии наистина, но всъщност всичките парчета са такива. I see you have a song featuring the Arch Enemy Girl, but I'm more interested to know about this Needles and Kin featuring our good old friend The Swan, Tommy Yotin of Amorphis. Are you guys going to perform this together on the tour?
That might happen. And the song you mentioned, Alyssa, that was just in the plan, and it actually never happened. So uh-huh. I think that somehow got leaked to Wikipedia. I don't know how that all happened, but it never happened. It was just in the plans. But going back to Tommy, he's a great singer, and he has a really low growl. I can also do growls, but not quite as low as him. And when I wrote Needles and Kin, it felt like a really good idea to have him doing sort of like a trade of vocals on the verses, and he's also singing clean on the chorus. And I think the fact that we're touring together also inspired me a little bit, and also because I'm, a fan. So we asked him, and he was happy to do it, and the result is amazing, I think.
Mm-hmm. Въпросът беше в Wikipedia. Виждаме, че има едно парче в новия албум на Amorphis, в което участва мацката, певицата на Arch Enemy, Стел Фегел. Той каза, всъщност Wikipedia греши, това трябваше да се случи, но така или иначе не можа да се да стигнем до там. Но пък в парчето Needles and Kin участва Томи Йолцер от Amorphis. Смятате ли да го изпълнявате наживо по време на турнето? Да, бихме могли всъщност. Томи наистина има страхотен нисък грол, тези грубите вокали, по-ниски от моите, така че това е много яко. I believe that Needles and Kin has nothing to do with Needles and Pins, that very famous song of Smokey.
Right. No, not really. I mean, obviously it's a little bit of a reference. I think also Megadeth had a song, what is it called? I think on the Cryptic Writings they also had a little bit of a nod to that song, but no. I mean, obviously it is a reference, but it doesn't really have anything to do with Smokey in the end.
Всъщност парчето Needles and Kin няма нищо общо с парчето на Smokey Needles and Pins. Той каза не, въпреки че може да си мислите, че всъщност наистина има нещо като закачка с това. Имаше една песен на Megadeth, сигурно си спомняте, също така. Струва ми се в Cryptic Writings парчето Use the Man, I think it was the song of Megadeth.
Yeah.
В което също се заиграват с това. You mentioned drinking alcohol, that you probably know since you have been to Bulgaria, but on this Kavana festival, that Bulgarians enjoy drinking alcohol as well. And the good thing is that we don't have this system bulagit shit here. So what drink you would be dreaming to have while in Bulgaria this time?
I try. What is it you drink there? Do you drink is it raki or what?
Yeah, raki.
Yeah. I've tried some good raki and I've tried some horrible raki. So I would like to try some good one, please.
You can count on me, my friend.
Okay,
говорихме за алкохол, казах му, вероятно си забелязал, когато свирихте в каварна на фестивала на Черноморието с Soulwork, че всъщност ние в България също харесваме това. Нямаме ваши сух или полусух режим и държавния монопол на систем Болагет. Какво си мечтаеш да опиташ този път? Той каза, пих ракия, пих страхотна ракия, но и доста лоша. Надявам се да имам още по-хубава ракия сега, възможност да опитам. Аз му обещах. last question is probably the most serious and important here. You up there in Sweden have always been very famous, not just being very good musicians from early childhood, but also to be very advanced in terms of recording technologies. And it was obvious even in the late 90s when you guys started a band. But today, when we have this big technological explosion all over the globe, are you still, do you believe that in Sweden there is still something that is advanced, better than the other parts of the world, and that is very typical for your place?
I don't know. I mean, like you mentioned, you know, you can just go in just anywhere else, you know, to find just the same sort of, you know, technical gear. So I don't think it really stands out that much. I think it's more sort of the songwriting that still really sticks out. You know, we have so many successful songwriters and bands and artists, you know, no matter the genre. So I think that's definitely something that sticks out. I think, I don't know, there's something about the melodies coming from Sweden, and I'm not sure what it is, if it's a way of keeping the ABBA tradition alive or not, you know, but it's, I don't know, I think we have some kind of sentimental vibe in our melodies that really speaks to people, which sort of is, in the end, sort of like a universal language, you know, through melodies.
Mm-hmm. Въпросът беше шведите, освен че са известни с това, че винаги са били много добри музиканти от ранна детска възраст. Също така знаем и че са били много напред от технологична гледна точка. Днес, когато обаче технологиите са достъпни в целия свят, има ли нещо типично тяхно, в което той може да каже, че технологично в производството на музика те са напред пак пред другите? Бьорн каза, не мисля, защото технологията наистина е достъпна навсякъде. Мисля обаче, че при създаването на музиката ние водим, имаме едно много специфично усещане за мелодия. Do you think that you can have within the songs in the new album something that can beat in terms of catchiness and grabbing the attention, a melody which is better than the I'm waiting for something to show I might as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people connect to Full Moon Shows. A lot of people like that one, and it's, I think it's already a classic soul song, you know, especially with the chorus as well. So it really seems to speak to people, you know, with that melody. So that's good.
Mm-hmm. Попитах го добре, да, всъщност говорихи за мелодии. След като припевът на Stabbing the Drama е толкова популярен, мислиш ли, че в новия албум има нещо, което може да го изпревари? Той каза, да, вече много хора възприемат по този начин парчето Full Moon Shows и ми се струва, че това е новият ни хит. Last question is, we heard recently the guys of At The Gates saying that they had through the years some cool financial support from the Swedish government or something. Did you ever had the chance to benefit from such a support? Well, we know that when you say government in Sweden, it's not the same thing that we say government in America, France or Bulgaria.
Yeah. No, I mean, I would say that the government is really encouraging here in Sweden when it comes to culture, you know, and also music. And, you know, it is possible to get a contribution, and it's also pretty easy to find a rehearsal room in Sweden, and you can actually deduct it from the tax as well. A beautiful thing, you know. So it's a great place to be if you want to start a band as a, you know, as a kid, you know, if you want to start playing. So it's, and we have really good music schools too.
Obviously, it explains this huge explosion, not only of the new wave of the Swedish heavy metal, but in general. Попитах го, тъй като чухме съвсем наскоро The Gates да говорят за подкрепата, която са получавали от шведската държава като група, финансова подкрепа. Дали те са имали такава подкрепа? Той казва, всъщност държавата много ни помага, разбира се. Не само, че е лесно да имаш репетиционна, има чудесни музикални училища, но цялата тази дейност е с големи облегчения при даръците и така нататък. But actually, speaking of Sweden, if it was up to you, would you change this system of distribution, the alcohol?
Well,
or you think it's good?
It's always a hot topic. I mean, there's so much drama around alcohol in Sweden. I think that's also why the alcohol consumption is very large, I think. But then again, you know, you see kids today. They, you know, when I was a kid, I was doing everything I could to get some beers, you know, from somebody who was older, who was able to go to this, you know, Systembolaget, like you probably mentioned, or explained. And nowadays you see kids buying a six pack of energy drinks, and that, I think that's even worse. You know, so it's hard to say. I mean, Systembolaget is also a very good, you know, institution. It has really good assortment, and the only thing that sucks is it's not open on Sundays.
And it opens at noon.
It opens at 10 and closes at 6, some places at 7.
All right.
But I don't know. I don't know what is better in the end. You know, maybe sometimes it would be nice to be able to go to the local supermarket if you feel like buying a couple of beers. But, you know, it's really hard to say. I don't think I would change it yet. I'm fine with the way it is.
All right, last thing is, do you have any special message for the fans here? There is a Christmas, New Year's Eve, and then, only then, seeing Soilwork for the first time ever live in Sofia.
Yeah, I mean, it's about time, and I want to apologize for taking 20 years to play in Sofia. For example, we played in Kavana at the festival, and it was a great experience, but it's about time we do some more touring in Bulgaria. So my apologies, and also thanks for being patient, and I really hope to see you soon.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Say hello to the other guys. Have a great start of the tour. Great release party for the album. All the stuff there with Christmas, New Year and everything. And we'll see you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Тази част е задължително да ви я преведа. Попитах Бьорн Стрийт накрая, а това са Systembolaget, въпросната система в Швеция, държавния монопол. Алкохол се продава само в тези магазини от тази верига. Мислех, че отварят в 12, той каза, тя е хубава тази система, лошото е, че да работи в неделя, отваря в 10 и работи само до 18 часа. В някои райони и до 19. Попита го това добре ли е, би ли го променил. Той каза, когато бях тинейджър, когато започвахме и Soilwork, давах какво ли не, за да си купя бири чрез мои по-възрастни приятели. Сега обаче виждам, че младежите могат абсолютно спокойно да си купят 6 или 7 енергийни напитки и не знам кое е по-добре, да си купуваш бира или енергийни напитки, кое е по-зле, по-точно. Така че ми се струва, че не бих променил нещата. Системата такава, каквато е в Швеция, по отношение на продажбата на алкохол. Последни думи го помолих да произнесе и да отправи към вас, слушателите на Радио Тангра Мега Рок, предвид факта, че се задава първия концерт за всички времена на Soilwork в София. Преди това е ясно, че имаме и Коледа, и Нова година, и те ще издадат албума си. Той каза, да, ужасно се извинявам за това, че 20 години не успяхме да дойдем до София. В Каварна беше страхотно, наистина, но в София все още не сме свирили и нямам търпение. Ще се видим на 23 януари, след което си пожелахме всичко най-хубаво. Това беше великолепния Бьорн Speed Street, певеца на Soilwork.
Wiggy, Wiggy, Wiggy.